You are listening to another Screenfish One-on-One, this time live with actor Aidan Turner. Turner's latest project is called Leonardo. A compelling look at one of the most restlessly brilliant men of all time, Leonardo gets inside the mind of Leonardo da Vinci, showing the drama behind his art and exploring the tantalizing mystery left unexplained by biographers, the nature of his relationship with the model Caterina di Cremona. In this one-on-one, Screenfisher Shelley McVie speaks to Turner about bringing history to life and the importance of Da Vinci's sexuality. Welcome to the conversation. Welcome to Screenfish.
Shelley.
Hello, Aidan. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm just great for early in the morning. I'm a huge fan, and so it's really thrilling for me to be able to interview you today. I know that you've played Dante Rossetti in the past, a great poet and painter. Now you're playing another great painter, really a genius. And I wondered what compelled you to take on this role.
Well, it doesn't take much when you're offered the role of Leonardo da Vinci. It's it can be a no-brainer. It was on my mind that I had just come out of another period of drama, Poldark, and I played Dante Rossetti in the past. But it's one of those. I mean, I just loved Frank's script. I thought he really got to an essence of who this man possibly was. We don't know. But it felt real. It felt like we were. He really hit something with this script, and it affected me. And I thought, I can't let it go. And there's so much in it. You know, he's one of the most interesting people that, you know, we've ever really produced.
Absolutely.
There's so much to him. You know, he wasn't just a painter. He was an engineer and an anatomist and a botanist and a philosopher, and he was a great sculptor. And, you know, he had there was so much going on there. So it felt like a no-brainer, really, to take it on.
Wonderful. Do you find when you're preparing, say, for this role, where you were playing an actual historical figure, and preparing, say, to play Ross Poldark, is the preparation any different?
Well, I think it's probably different for every role in different ways. The research is important. I mean, there's so much on Leonardo. You know, Ross Poldark was a fictional character written by Winston Graham. You read the books and you talk to Debbie, who knows so much about all of the characters and the story and how it moves and how to bring it to a TV screen. And it's just a very different process. I suppose there was a lot of time just reading biographies on Leonardo. There's so many of them. So you're getting pushed onto you by directors and producers. And, you know, I went to the retrospective that was put on at the Louvre in Paris. And I got to spend some time with his paintings. And, you know, you're talking to the cast and you're rehearsing a little bit. It's different every time, really. You know, there'll be different roles you might have to physically get more involved with and get fist and, you know, train and you know, do sword fighting or horse riding or different things. So, there was a different process for this one. But I had a lot of time. There was about 8 weeks, I think, I had before from the time of the offer to the company.
Okay.
In my world, that's a long time. So, yeah.
Okay. Did you actually learn to paint or to sculpt when you were deciding to take on this role?
We had a workshop. We had a workshop of a few weeks. And we had amazing paintings. You can't really get a crash course in how to paint like Leonardo. I think it was more like, you know, it's a lot of mixing pigments and how that worked and the application of the paints and tempera process that he used. And he used wax as well sometimes. Mm-hmm. So I think it was more the process than anything else. But these artists that we had were quite brilliant. I think, you know, you just want to be effective at looking like you know what you're doing. You don't have to do it.
Well, you did look like it was actually you painting those pictures.
Well, we did use paint, and I was painting onto the artist's original paintings. It wasn't just in some productions you might, or for some scenes we didn't do it in Leonardo, but sometimes you paint on a varnish or you paint on something clear so you can just wipe it off and go again. It looks like you're actually applying something. We didn't know this, and we were actually applying. I was applying paint, so there was no room for mistakes, which I suppose, you know, maybe concentrate that little bit more. So yeah, that was different.
I wondered how they did that, because as you were painting, we've only seen the first two episodes here. So the first lady that you were painting, you know, and then you'd see the painting and it would look like you'd actually done it. And
yeah,
so,
I think I probably actually had. I don't know what particular moment you're talking about, but yeah, I mean, more than likely, yeah. I mean, it's, yeah, so a lot of those scenes we would have shot, if you see me actually paint the canvas and my hand in shot, that would have been the last shot we did before we moved on to a different scene, because you don't really get a second take of that kind of stuff.
I know he was, people thought he was homosexual. And I wondered, when you were playing that part of the role, how important that was that they actually brought that out in the story. I thought it was handled very tastefully.
Yeah, I mean, to the best of my knowledge, he was, you know, with all of the historians we talked to and different people who've been involved in this project for a long time and for a lifetime, for some of them, they're absolutely convinced he was. So it felt like to not show that aspect of his life, that part of his life, would have felt, I think, it would have felt disingenuous knowing what we know. So it was just important. And from all the early scripts I read, I mean, none of that had changed. It wasn't something that we cut it on to quite, you know, late in the production. So it was always there from the moment I read the first script. So, but it was something I was aware of before I'd read the scripts as well, of the sexual orientation. So it wasn't news to me necessarily, mm-hmm. but I don't know if any other productions had shown it, shown that part of his life. So yeah, I mean, it felt right. And mm-hmm. still.
No, it was very well done. You were filming this during the pandemic, and I'm wondering how that affected things.
Yeah, affected things quite a lot. I think we were 2 or 3 months in, and then we stopped for 3 months, and then I went back in June 2020 to finish the shoot for another 3 months. I think we were one of the first productions back anywhere, really. I mean, I wasn't aware of any other actors that were working at the time, so it was kind of scary, yeah, flying back over and starting again. But we just made it work, you know. It was one day, it was normal, so to speak, and the next time we went back, it was, you know, it's masks and it's, you know, it's distancing, and it's a very different environment. And we lost a lot of locations too and different things. I think we were due to travel around Italy, especially in Lombardy, where the cases were quite bad, and all that got cancelled, and we were just had to stay in Rome. But yeah, it changed things quite a lot. It's more the general atmosphere on set. It just didn't feel, you know, it just felt different. You know, you're not connecting with people in a way that you usually do, and things you take for granted just sort of disappear. You know, that general, you know, actors hang out in green rooms, they talk before scenes, and you're talking to the crew, and you're engaging with people all the time, and you're having fun, and you're discussing things, and lots of that disappears. Certainly did for us, and at a time of June, it felt quite scary still. Nobody got COVID while we were shooting, which was incredible.
Thank goodness.
But we got through it, yeah. We got through it.
And things are okay in Ireland now? Or are you guys still under...
I believe, yeah. I mean, things are getting better. I think the vaccine could be being administered faster than it is. But I think all of Europe is the same. UK, mm-hmm. where I live, is they're getting things done a lot quicker.
Oh, that's good. I noticed that you were also one of the executive producers on this series. Is that a new role for you?
Oh, I wasn't aware I was. Am I?
Well, they've got you listed as it.
On the credit. Is it on the credits? Oh, I wasn't aware of that.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, is it really? No, but is it on the credits? I didn't know.
It was.
Oh,
it
wow. Was. Oh, I didn't know that. Look at that bump. Look at that bump. I was not aware of that.
I have a personal question. They say that clothes make the man, and I found that the costuming in this series and the sets, they were just gorgeous, scrumptious. And I wonder, does that make a difference when you step on a set and you get to wear these scrumptious clothes? Does that change
I think it does make you feel a bit different. Yeah. I mean, they tend to hug you and hold you in different places too. I mean, especially for the women, you know, sometimes they, you know, different things evolve. And there's lots of women who talk about how it literally makes you, you know, feel quite different and sit differently and walk differently and that. I think just witnessing, seeing other people in the costume and the sets as well, you know, if you're, especially if you're doing, you know, an exterior scene with in a marketplace, for instance, and there's lots going on and there's horses and you know, sellers and people running around, and you know, you can't see any cameras, and it's very easy not to see them even if you do spot one, and suddenly you feel like you're very much there. So I think all those things do help, but yeah, I mean, it's it does make you feel different, especially this kind of period too, where it's so different from any other from a costume you might wear today. It can help, but get you into the world a bit quicker.
I'm just wondering what's next for Aidan Turner.
What's next? I'm going to shoot a movie. Well, unfortunately, it hasn't been released yet that I'm going to work on this film back in the UK pretty soon. But I'd like to tell you about it, but I can't until they talk about it first. But yeah, a film, hopefully.
As long as we're going to see you again soon.
Oh, I hope you will. Yeah, I hope so.
I keep hoping that. Are you still dancing?
Oh, am I still dancing? not competitively.
I keep hoping you'll decide to star in a, I don't know, Blackpool murder mystery.
Oh, that could be fun. That could be fun. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Oh, Blackpool murder mystery, like where the competitions. Yeah, they used to hold the world's competitions at Blackpool.
Yes, I think they still do. I think they still do.
Let me have a word and see if I know any writers who write a dance.
Okay. but talking about Leonardo again, when it is a real character, a real historical character, I know that you, or I read that you learned to paint with your left hand. Is that really important for your motivation when you know these facts to try and prepare this way?
Well, I think it's even more important than motivation. I mean, you know, he was left-handed and you would see it in the scenes and in the shots. So it was vital that we were true to that aspect of his character. But yes, but it was kind of difficult. I mean, to make that change, it's because you want to be convincing. It's not just, you know, can I do this? You know, you have to fool everybody. So it's living with it, and something. It was kind of intimidating at the beginning because I was pretty sure I couldn't write with my left hand convincingly anyway. So I thought painting is going to be just as hard. And it is, you know, it takes a second. But, you know, yeah, I felt it was just shaking more. The stillness wasn't really there at the beginning. But I knew quite early, as I said, I was 8 weeks out. So I got to practice. So everything I was starting to do with my left hand just to become, you know, adept at using it and, you know, balancing things and writing. And it does become a lot easier. And then, you know, by the time you start shooting, it's something you're more comfortable with. So. Yeah, I mean, it just felt really important that was something I could do very convincingly and not have people look, especially lefties, you know, to go, I don't quite buy him. I don't believe that. Because I think that's something that people could probably spot.
And my final question for you, I'm hearing your Irish accent a little bit now, but I never hear it in any of the roles that I've seen you in before, and I'm just wondering if that is something that you've just mastered over the year, how to change accents and...
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to do... I think Being Human was probably... That was one of the first TV jobs I had done, and that was probably my own accent, if I remember correctly. yeah, I think it was. I did a play a couple of years ago that I used an Irish accent for. I'd like to use my own accent again. That would be fun. I think we're probably working on something there. It's something as an actor, you just have to get used to. I think especially an Irish actor as well, you know, chances are you're not going to be using your own accent that often. There isn't a ton of material around that requires an Irish accent. And then a lot of Irish actors don't want to play the Irish roles either necessarily. You know, you want to play, you know, you grow up in American films and British films and television, and they're the projects you want to get involved with. So, it's just something you have to learn to do when you go to drama school. That's almost immediately you're not using your own accent. You're doing American plays and British plays, and it's just something you have to become pretty decent at quickly. So it's just there, you know. But that doesn't say that, you know, it doesn't need work. And accent coaches and voice dialect people are always really important to have around, I think, when you take on a project.
Well, thank you so much. This has been just a joy to speak with you, and I wish you all the best in whatever role you take on next. And congratulations on your recent nuptials as well. And I hope you come and film something in Canada at some
point. Thanks so much. Yeah, thank you. Nice talking to you.
Okay, then.
Cheers. Take care.